Joining me for the July edition of Our Town is Mr. Rick Chilton. He's the president of the Helping Hands Coalition. He's also involved in several things around Western Lane County, including the Community Social Health Center. And Rick, how are you doing today?
Great. Good. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. When we first sat down to talk, I said that I kind of really didn't know about what you did until you reached out to us. So tell me a little bit about where you started with.
Yeah, you know, Helping Hands has been around for 12 years. You know, we started back in 2011 in a modest food truck out in Rhododendron Drive, helping people, keeping the food warm and helping people with a hot meal. Food security at that time, as it is today, very, very important for a lot of people. And we continue that on. We are a 501(c), George, and we're a non-profit public charity. And as you know, we're in Oregon. And we started to look really about what our mission was about and look at the current conditions that we're living in. And so what we basically want to do at the end of the day is we want to have individuals grow into a healthy, thriving adult. And that's what food does, right? It gives you nutrition in your body and really gets you healthy. So we embarked on a program last year called Mobile Community Social Health Center. So we go out wherever people are, where they live, where they learn, where they work, where they age, where they worship, and we come to them. And we provide a really interesting need. What we found out in our research is that 60% of Western Lane County has this huge amount of health disparities. And what that basically means is they're not living an optimal life. And it's very detrimental in their mortality rate as well as on their quality of life. And we wanted to change that. And one of the biggest driver of all that is economics. You know, it's basically they're not earning enough money in order to get the necessities of life, if you may think of that way.
And you mentioned 60% of the people that live in Western Lane County are not earning enough money, considering the cost of living here on the coast.
Yes, it's pretty expensive, and it's probably been accelerated as we came out of COVID, and you know, now we're getting into recession, things are getting a little tight, and we're seeing a lot of people in pain. And we wanted to really to help them out. And that's what we started, the Mobile Community Social Health Center. So we go just where these people are. And what we do is we have three things that we offer. We use, first of all, what we call a social determinants framework. It's a well-known, established framework that's been going around for years and generations that is basically all the things that you can't get from your traditional healthcare provider. You know, we go under a primary doctor to kind of give us prescriptions and medicine. But there's things that have a direct impact on the factors and conditions of where we work, live, and age, et cetera. And so there's three things that we do. We basically help you pay for your living costs. So there's 1,900 programs that are available. So these are local, regional, and national programs into a database that you complete in a request form. You just tell us what you think you need in order to get you better. It could be anywhere, you know, these are like social economical programs. So if you say, for instance, you need housing costs, my utilities are high, my phone bill and my cell phones are high, I'd like to get some relief from that. It might be food. You might need some extra food, you know, because a lot of people are deciding whether, should I pay rent today or should I feed my kids? So we want to make sure they get nutrition in there. So when they go to school, for example, they're learning at their peak level. Or you might need some additional income from have job security. So we help you get better skills, get you better trained in the workforce. And we also promote basically everyone to get a side hustle, which is a second job, for example. So there's a lot of opportunities that we help people, for example, getting paid $100 an hour. Now, they don't get many hours, but they work on social media posts for companies, right? Companies need that resource. And then there's a lot of opportunities for consumer research. You could do this at home. You can do the research and you submit that in with your time, and you get about $35 an hour. So there's a lot of different side jobs that you can do that would augmentate what you're already doing. So when we say 60%, so about 14% of that are people in poverty, but the whack majority of us is 45%, 46%, the people already working. But they just don't get the hourly rate that they should get or the number of hours in a year. And that's what caused this financial distress. I don't know if we sit around the table, you know, everybody talking about looking at the bills and deciding what to pay. It's so stressful, and it goes on day after day, week after week, and it creates a lot of unhealthy diseases in your body, and it just causes premature death. And we want to turn that around, basically.
So when I remember being young many years ago, they used to have little things where you go, I think when the internet first came out, you could go apply for like secret shopper jobs and stuff like that. Is that kind of, did you guys kind of compile a lot of information, or is this something that was on a national database that says these are some of those types of jobs that are out there where you can make a little extra money?
Yeah, it's both. You know, just like, and you go back to our youth, right? You ever want some little bit of cash in your pocket, right? What'd you do? Cut the grass, run gross. So it's a kind of same idea, right? But this way, what's happening is if you look at right now, huge opportunities now for Oregon coming in, what we call the CHIP program, semiconductor, multi-billion dollar industries that, you know, all you have to have is GED. And starting wage for a technician for that particular position is over $50,000, right? It's kind of a clean room kind of thing. We'd love to have that here in Florence or any part of the area in Western Lane County. But these are the opportunities. Another one is solar. You know, solar is a huge thing right now. You know, so it goes on and on and on, many opportunities. But we got to have a good workforce, you know, that's, you know, it's encouraged. And get the people to get the sense of controlling their life. You know, and get them to get excited about the opportunities and have
and a healthy workforce.
So we help pay these living costs. And what we found out is when people kind of get into this financial distress that gets on and it perpetuates for a long time, they pick up some unhealthy behaviors like tobacco use, for example, diet and exercise, you know, it's inappropriately. And so what we try to do is try to turn that around. So we have an educational component at our facility. So people can come in, and if they want to come in during the day or the night, we'll have a class. But we also do it by correspondence. So we send you a PDF files to actually get this course, right? So you know a little bit about tobacco. And why is it so detrimental to your health, for example? Then the last thing we do is we equip you with this goal-driven money management pathway to financial security. What that basically means is we've got a matrix based on your permutations and on your makeup of your family. We'll give you all the appropriate percentages that you should be spending on based on categories for your living costs. So it gives you basically an idea or a pathway how to spend your money. But we set up a goal mutually between ourselves, and then we set three time-based objectives. And basically are just things that you want to get. And what we're striving for is for you to get more education and more income in your pocket, but be wise in spending your money. Right.
And it doesn't matter how much money you make if you don't spend
exactly,
it wisely.
Yeah. It's like a plumber, you know, you got a slow leak in your pipes, you'll never be able to get ahead of the, you know, keeping enough water in the house, right? So that's the things that we're trying to focus on, right? And really to get you healthy. But the kicker here is we want to motivate you. So we use this technique called motivational interviewing that we use, and we talk to people and just get them really encouraged when they're engaged, right? But the other thing is that from a materiality perspective, we have what you call an IDA program. It's been well established here in the state of Oregon, but it's a great saving program. So, for example, if you wanted to go back to school, say you want to go be an RN, I don't know what the tuition is, but let's say it's 21 grand. So it's a 6-to-1 benefit. You put in one, which is 3 grand, and they'll put in the six parts of it. And so for a $21,000, you know, tuition for an RN, all you have to do is pay in 3 grand. They'll pay in the rest. It's eligible from 13 years and greater, and you got 3 years in which to save. So if you can get these extra incomes going, save like heck, right? And you put yourself a lot of money. And then we have another one. It's called 5-to-1 ratio. So it's asset-based. So if you want a car, or if you want to, you know, get a home, which is right now housing importance, people can't afford the down payment. Or for example, you want to upgrade your home, you want to get it fixed. It's a 5-to-1. So $100,000, you put in 20, they'll put in 80. I mean, that's a great deal, right?
Now, what kind of requirements, financial requirements, are people have to go through in order to get this? I imagine they have to have a certain income level that does not meet or exceed a certain amount of money.
Yeah, these programs are kind of generally about less than 200% of the federal poverty level, right? So it's really targeting people who are kind of impoverished, right? But it doesn't mean that you can't still save, right?
Right.
And we help people, for example, we refinance. Like right now what's happening in our society, people are got maximum about 4 to 5 credit cards, you know, per person. And they're maxing them things out. with 20-25% interest rates, you basically doubling that debt every 4 years, right? And you'll never get out of it. It's a hole you rent. So we basically renegotiate that stuff and get you back on a pathway. So basically to learn how to save, how to spend wisely, and be shrewd in how you spend your money, right? And do it wisely. Help you buy a house and buy a car, you know, and learn skills like how to do your own repairs for your home. Look after your own car, be a self-mechanic, right? And you learn a lot of these skills. And so we want you to have that. And that's one part of the 1900 programs that we have is we do assessment of your strengths. And then we take them strengths to the opportunities. Then we do an aptitude test, like what would be really cool for you to continue on. And then we basically get you that projection to go out and accomplish these things. So that's really what the community social health program is about. And the big emphasis is mobile. And one of the things that we would like to target is employers. Employers who, you know, they spend a lot of money on healthcare benefits, really expensive. But they don't do a whole lot for, they're almost like catastrophe benefits, right? Because it's so expensive, right?
Right.
So if we
It's
were,
not preventative.
Yeah.
It's almost like, well, after you're sick, then we'll take care of you.
Yeah. So if you think of it, right, if somebody's going into the hospital and the employer now has to pay a higher premium because they're using that insurance, and the cause of it was because they never had enough nutritional food, well, we could help prevent that by giving that nutritional food and the quantity of food. Like even the people who've got like food stamps, they call it SNAP, it only lasts about a quarter of the month, right? And when the study we found out is they're spending 90% of our fast foods, which is high and not good food. It's not healthy food, right? So this, what we want to do is bring that back. But if we can come into an employer and augmentate the benefits they already have, and just make that a stronger workforce so they'd be there more on time and they're healthier, that's going to be higher productivity for everybody. It's a win-win, right? So if you are an employer and you would like us to come, we're mobile. We're just really all we do is put our stuff in a truck and we set up a table and we just show this to your workforce. And you basically receive the request back and just let us know when they come back. And give them to us. They're going to be online to our on our website. But we also like paper forms because paper forms is your traditional way to build a relationship, right? And that's how you build trust. And if we can build trust with you, then we're going to be able to work things together and we're going to get you motivated to get out of the slump that you're in and then improve a better population here in Western Lane County.
Now, you were saying one of the really important factors or the negative withdrawals from, not withdrawals, but the negative
health behaviors
that's coming out is tobacco.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yes. That's very
so let's talk about the effects of that. And again, you know, it's in our culture everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't advertise on TV anymore, but you still see it in the movies. You'll still see it in TV. And there's, of course, peer pressure. There's stress. People use it for stress-related issues. Tell me a little bit about that program.
Well, there's a number of products under the umbrella of tobacco use, right? We all know cigarettes, but also there's chewed tobacco, cigars. There's dip, what they call dip, e-cigarettes, which are known as vaping, which is high in teenagers right now, and bidis, which are little cigar-type baits. And there's also another product out which is similar to chew, but it's in a packet, but it's all nicotine and it's synthetic. And that's what people are putting, are putting behind their tongue and they're sucking on it to release the nicotine in there. And it's horrible because it's not even natural anymore. It's synthetic. And the threshold of addiction is 5 milligrams and the average is 20. Now when you smoke, you're not getting 100% of that back into you, but it's safe to say that you're getting highly addictive. And addiction equates to that of heroin. That's how strong it is. I did a pretty extensive survey out in Eugene in the population, and I talked to people who smoke, and how many of them, 90% want them to quit. I bet they can't. They really can't. That's how addicted it was. And so what we teamed up with Oregon Health Authority and Lane County Preventative Services, Health Services here. And we're doing a 6.5-month campaign teaching the people about ill effects of tobacco use. And what we're targeting is we're in the schools. We're in the Sayuso School and the Mapleton Schools. And what's actually, the timing was really great. But 2 years ago, they did a pretty intensive e-vaping educational. But it's starting to diminish. And the timing is excellent for us to come in and reinforce that message, right? And really, the tobacco companies are spending close to $9 billion in marketing. And they're using flavors like bubblegum and menthol to attract these new customers. And once they start smoking, teenagers, they think that it'll reduce their anxiety and depression. That when you talk to teenagers, that's what we found when you talk to them. Mm-hmm. And it's even in adults, it's quite the opposite. It actually heightens your anxiety and awareness. And what we found out in our research, that it takes you about 6 months to get rid of this habit. And I just want to kind of share with you just some detrimental facts about tobacco use, right? So in the U.S., about 480,000 people die each year because of tobacco, cigarette smoking. There's 58 million non-smokers and are exposed to secondhand smoke. That's very detrimental. Even, you know, you could smell it, and it really gets into your respiratory system. $225 billion spent each year to treat related diseases. I can't begin to tell you, list all the diseases that are detrimental. Probably the biggest one is when you smoke, it thickens your blood. So think about, your blood has to feed all these organs, right? Mm-hmm. And it's so thick. Think of an 80-weight gear oil that's trying to go through your body, right? It's never going to get through your system. So that's very, very, very bad.
And just think about the money you said that's spent on the health aspect of that, what people could be doing with that extra money.
Oh, my gosh. Exactly. And who pays for that? I mean, we all pay for that, right? And it's only at the fact of after the fact, right? Because you already took 12 years out of your life. It's up to almost, well, it's $4,700 if you get the most expensive cigarettes, or $12 a pack. And it's $4,700. That's a lot of money you get put in your pocket.
You're saying, right? A year, is that what it is?
Yes, yeah, $4,700. On average? Yeah. It's real.
It's a couple car payments.
And there's a huge thing about the waste. You know, if you look at about the waste, it's an estimated 767 metric tons of cigarette butts, you know, that make their way into the environment. If you look along the coast or everything else, you see cigarette butts all over the place. You know, that's a lot of waste, right? Yeah. They throw them away every second in the United States, amount to 150 million devices, which are these e-cigarettes, you know, it's the devices they have. And if you add them all up, it's got enough lithium inside these e-cigarettes to make 6,000 Teslas.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. So there's a lot of waste that goes into that, right? So what is nicotine? So nicotine is that addiction drug that's inside every tobacco product. It's found in cigarettes, e-cigarettes, and all tobacco products. So it needs 5 milligrams of nicotine a day is enough to establish a nicotine addiction. So in the United States, that's one drug that we don't regulate. It's not, FDA does not regulate nicotine. Mm-hmm. So you can put it, the manufacturers can put as much nicotine it is. So five. The average pack per cigarette is 20. So you think it's four times how addictive it is. And you get a child, 13 years old, or it's just a kid. And they start smoking this stuff or e-vaping. They go to TikTok and they think, wow, this is cool. It's socially acceptable. They're having fun. I better do that too and be part of the social scene, right? But they don't know the detrimental impacts of that stuff, you know. And it takes 20 years basically to get it totally out of your system. And I'll just take you what happens if you don't mind here. Yeah. So within 6 hours, your heart rate will slow and your blood pressure will become more stable once you quit. This is what will happen when you quit. And it's good for people to understand that, because we have resources. So we have the 1-800-QUIT-NOW program. Great program. It's run by Oregon Health Authority. You call in. So not they give you a counselor, because they're the ones you want to get the coach. We call the coach. And they work with you. And they also give you sensational products. Like you heard of the patch, mm-hmm. or the nicotine gum, and it'll slowly kind of drip nicotine into your system, and it'll help you to overcome, you know, the addiction. And the biggest thing that we try to tell people is, when you're having a cigarette, ask yourself, why am I having that? You really need to do it. What is the stressors? What am I overcoming, right? And that's the stuff that we want to work on, right? So if you quit, within one day, your bloodstream will be almost nicotine-free. How about that? Right?
Really, that quickly?
Yeah, and the level of carbon monoxide in your blood will have dropped and oxygen will be reaching your heart and muscles more easily. So think about the detriment impacts. You know, I had one gentleman here recently says, you know, I came with my family and I told him 20 years ago, there's one thing you can't yell at me or scream at me, and that's it, that I choose to smoke cigarettes. But within them 20 years, he has a hard time moving. He is coughing a lot of times. And these are the things of how quickly it'll start to solve your health problems. So within a week, their sense of taste and smell will have improved, right? And you go out and spend, you know, a couple $100 for a good dinner, you didn't even taste the thing, right? So you want to make sure you be able to taste that. So within 3 months, you'll be coughing and wheezing less. How many respiratory diseases do we have, right? Your immune function, circulation to your hands and feet will improve, and your lungs will be better at removing mucus, tar, and dust. Within 6 months, your stress levels are likely to have dropped, and you're less likely to be coughing up phlegm. And after 1 year, your lungs will be healthier and breathing, which will be easier if you kept smoking. Within 2 to 5 years, your risk of heart disease would have dropped significantly. Within 5 years, a woman's risk of cancer will be the same as she had never smoked. So that's good. After 10 to 15 years, your risk of lung cancer will be half of that someone with a similar age who keeps smoking. After 20 years, your risk of a heart attack and stroke will be similar to someone who has never smoked. So you can see how detrimental this use of tobacco is. And, you know, I could spend a lot of time talking about the ill effects of the health impact in your life. But we encourage people today is just to stop. And if you are smoking, if you're contemplating smoking, think about what you do and call the 1-800-QUIT-LINE. I mean, this is a resource. There's taxes on them, cigarettes. And this service is paid by these taxes. So they're free to Oregons, right? So I encourage you to call them. We also have supplemental tobacco education as the Community Social Health Center. So after this campaign leaves, we're still here and we still want to encourage people to stop smoking. So think about why you're smoking. Encourage other people. And if you motivate them, basically say that you can do this, you know, encourage them. Don't beat them up about the consequence of smoking, but encourage them to quit and go alongside them, be their friend and help encourage them to smoke. Because it's really kind of in the first week that's kind of the withdrawal period, right? It's like I say, it's probably just as addictive as nicotine, but your health will go on greatly. You know, I talk to a lot of senior citizens as part of the scope of, you know, Community Social Health Center. And there's one thing they always tell me, you know, I wish I would have had more years. I'm telling you today, folks, this will add 12 years to your life.
And, you know, when you're a teenager, if you remember back that far, I can remember back that far, we were indestructible. We didn't think about,
right,
you know, what was going to happen down the road. We thought we were impervious to all those things. It does catch up with you.
It does.
Yeah.
And don't get caught up with the dramatization in the movies and the cowboys smoking a cigarette, yeah, and the cool things, you know, right behind the drink is just as deadly, you know, yeah. Diet and exercise are really important for us to keep fit. But we just don't want to, you know, dictate and tell you what you need to do. As community social health workers here, we want to work with you.
And encourage good behavior.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You know. So how can people get a hold of Helping Hands Coalition or the Community Social Health Center, yeah, if they want to,
sure,
find out more information?
They can definitely go to helpinghandsflorence.org. You know, you can come on our site to there. And you can always call us at 541-725-3551 and you can get a hold of us. I think the biggest thing we want to do is this is a community partnership. So if you're at a place of worship, ask your pastor or rabbi to invite us in, right? If you're at a place, personal care home, let us come in there. We'll help you because a lot of our seniors are suffering right now, right? If you're if you're learning at a university or college, again, allow us to come in and we'll provide this to you. We're at the Boys and Girls Club or we're at the fire hall here at the crisis center. They go out and if they meet somebody who's in need, they'll give them the request form they've completed. So if you're at employer, if you're wherever you work, or if you're a service organization, just get your leader of these groups and ask them to call. you know, we've got 14 people in our team that will, you know, could come out to you and help you. And we'll sit up and we'll talk to you. I mean, we're in the churches. There's this church group here in town that wants to roll it out to 50 churches in Oregon. I mean, this is so, so important. I mean, think of it, you know, not only we'd be able to get away the unhealthy behaviors that generally goes along with this financial distress, but we're helping you to stabilize your life. And you can walk away with about $6,800, right? It's about what the average recipient will get. And it's a 13-to-1 cost benefits. That's a good return, you know, for an organization. And that's why, I mean, we're so fortunate to have this. And as a nonprofit, we don't have any paid staff. We're all volunteers. And
so none of the money goes to
So if you want to donate or do, you know, or you want to help be on the team, by all means, come and join us. You know, we have a blast. It's really rewarding. It's actually priceless, George. When you're sitting in the bleachers in the front row and you're seeing people change, transform in front of your lives, kids and families are starting to bring unity together as with their family, and they start to change unhealthy behaviors, and they're starting to get, you know, better footing, right? And then really to enjoy life. It's awesome. It's really fun to do that.
Rick Chilton is the president of the Helping Hands Coalition. And Rick, thank you for being here.
Yeah, great to have me.
Coming up next on Our Town, I have the pleasure of speaking with Pacific Coast Equine's owner-operator, Sandy Anderson. We'll do that next on Coast Radio.